Some viewers may find the following video disturbing. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's 4 o'clock in Los Angeles, it's 6 o'clock in Chicago, and tonight it's 7 p.m. in New York City. Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Mad Dog DeCipio, joined as I am by Amelia, the Pitbull Chapman, and this is a very special edition of America's Best Podcast, What's the Buzz, tonight on the record. And we have a doozy, tonight is a doozy of a rant. We had planned tonight, and if you looked at our schedule, in your radio guide and your YouTube notes and little flyers we send out, you're looking at Jack the Ripper. Well, that's what we were going to do till about 5 minutes ago. We changed our mind here at the last minute. We're going to do a rant.
Absolutely.
It's long overdue. And it might be racist on some level, but you know what? Hey, what? Oops, there you go.
That's why we got that disclosure.
He said, how did Britney say it? Oops, I did it again.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Anyway. And we're going to continue. Good. And we're going to continue to do it again.
Yeah, right?
Right?
No kidding.
Nope.
No kidding.
Yep. And I was going to say, there goes my notes too. So
11 pages of notes, folks. There you go.
Yeah, there you go, right here. Mine
Three
too.
Days so. Of research.
Yep.
And including a video presentation. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to do that tonight.
No.
Tonight, we were going to do, like I said, H.H. Holmes and the strange case of Jack the Ripper. We're not going to do that tonight. Tonight, we're going to rant on religion and race. And what do you think about that, Amelia?
I mean, that's just a subject that, I mean, I hold dear because I left going to church because of what he taught in that church. And I'm so glad that I did because...
And you've talked about that before. Would you do me a favor? And I know I'm asking you to do this probably for the third or fourth
no
time.
I don't mind at all.
Well, we have new viewers all the time, and so just tell everybody from the beginning and take your time with it, you know. No. Tell everybody kind of what happened to you.
Sure, absolutely. My stepson at the time was going to this non-denominational church called Latter Rain. Could you believe the name of that church? Which, have you heard that name before? Right?
I heard that name.
And actually, I didn't know that my dad's cousins had attended that church a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they were really good friends with the pastor. Well, anyway, years later, my son met this people from, they were like youth ministers, things like that. And friends and family that he had met at school. And they said, well, we have this church called Latter Rain. Why don't you come and join us? And so he did. He started going to church on Sundays. And then he said, Mom and Dad, this is a great church. Come to church.
Yeah.
So we did, and
so you were invited by your son,
right?
Okay, and I'm sure that they made it look very appealing for you. At
absolutely,
some point.
They okay. did, and so we made some really good friends there, and they had events. You know, like the Strong Man group would come in and, you know, do shows for us, and then the pastor, his name was Pastor Craig, we called
right.
him. And he was an oil man because I lived in Texas. And of course, Texas at that time was oil, nothing but oil. And he had a really pretty wife, two sons, and a daughter. And of course, him and the wife and the two sons were a band, so they would sing and everybody be dancing.
Oh, imagine that.
Mm-hmm. They'd be dancing in the aisle, you know, singing and praising.
Oh, yeah, imagine that.
It was that type of church. So we were like, okay, at first, and then we met some people, and then we started going to church every event that they had. And then all of a sudden, they found out that I was Mexican, and these Mexican ladies were like, oh, you're Spanish. You should come over here with us and sit with us instead of the white people. But I'm like, why? Just because you just found out that I'm Mexican? No, I'm going to stay with my race. Thank you very much for the offer, but thanks. And then after a while, the pastor was like, well, it's my wife's birthday. Let's, you know, why don't we pass around the little jar and let's give her some money because it's her birthday. Why would she need more money? He's supposed to be rich, right? And then all of a sudden they had planted a guy. And I say planted because I don't think he was homeless. And they gave him money. They raised like $500 that night.
I no doubt, and there's absolutely no doubt in my heart or mind
exactly
what they did.
And then,
let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I will tell everybody right now. Mm-hmm. I have witnessed that firsthand.
Yes.
I've seen that kind of shit happen firsthand. Okay. Right. Where they've taken they call it a love offering.
They've
taken a love offering and slipped it into somebody's pocket that you've never seen before or
absolutely.
Since.
Yes. And then,
when people start asking about that person, here's the answer you get. Well, they're doing the Lord's work.
Right. Oh, we haven't seen them.
Okay, where? I haven't seen them.
Yeah, or they went to a different country to help with some other Doctors Without Borders or a place like that. Really?
Yeah, I thought they were homeless. So how did they get to another country?
Exactly. And then
they didn't get there on that $500 you gave them.
Absolutely. And then all of a sudden, oh, I bought her a Corvette. She's always wanted a cherry red Corvette in 86, just like Gino used to have. Gino Hernandez, a wrestler, just like that. And I'm like,
I should back up. So they took a love offering for this woman's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he went out and bought her a cherry red Corvette.
Absolutely.
Okay, go ahead. I just want to make sure I'm not hearing shit. Okay, go ahead.
No, and then he's like,
because I'm building up over here. You're getting me all worked
and
up.
And then every week he would say, oh, I made $1 million today, or I made so much money. Every week he would tell us that he made so much money that he's going to build another house in another city, and it's $1 million home, but they have to live in a double wide, which everybody could bring him food, see, so that way they don't have to, his wife doesn't have to cook.
Sounds to me like the pastor believes his own bullshit.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
That's what it sounds like to me. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's rich. I think he don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. I think he's living a lie. People living above and beyond their means.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you get caught in the deception?
Absolutely.
As people have?
Yeah.
There was a family on TV called the Duggar family. Okay. They claim to be very religious, very devout people, Christian people, right? Come to find out that they were all sleeping with each other. A family of incest.
Oh,
brother fucking sister, mother fucking son, father fucking daughter. Yeah, you heard what I said, folks. I said fuck, okay? There was a disclaimer at the beginning of the show if you got a problem with the language. Mm-hmm. There are no language parameters on this show. We have very liberal sponsors. Yeah, so that's the kind of shit the Duggars were doing.
Oh, my God.
They
goodness.
Were butt-banging each other like crazy.
Oh, dear.
Keep it, look. And they, what do they say? Incest is best. Keep it in the family, right?
No.
Not for me, but, you know, hey.
No.
For some of them people down south, especially in Tennessee, they like that shit.
Oh, absolutely. I was scared to even, for my kids to even say, oh, there was a van that pulled up and say, oh, we want to take your kids to Bible school.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, no. Mm-mm.
Never get in a van with any of them people.
No. Nope,
I've seen that stuff firsthand, too. That's some scary shit.
Yeah.
I have a problem with all of this. Yeah. First of all, I love God dearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Jesus. I don't know him as well as I'd like to, but that's going to come with time. But the one thing that I do, and I will continue to do, and I will always do, I will always criticize religion. I will criticize religion. I will criticize church. I will criticize preachers, pastors, priests, ministers, rabbis. I will criticize all of those people because all of them and none of them are doing God's work. Okay? If God's idea of worshiping him is, I need your money, then we serve the poorest fucking God known to the heavens. Because the God that I know doesn't need any money. Okay?
Right.
George Carlin used to say, here's what I learned about religion. That God is poor because he needs our money. That God hates us because vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And he mentioned one more thing I forgot off the top of my head because this was 35, 40 years ago.
Right.
But the gist of it was, oh, fuck, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. What he's saying is, if you listen, forget the comedy of it and listen to the truth of it, what he's saying is that the God that they serve has a tremendous need for money. Well, the last time I read the Bible, it said, bring me your poor. It didn't say, bring me your wealthy.
No.
Look at Joel Osteen. That satanic piece of shit. Look at Kenneth Copeland. That demonic, walking, talking fuck. That man's a fucking demon in the flesh.
Oh, absolutely.
You can watch his eyes turn colors.
Mm-hmm.
He's got blue eyes. They turn black when he gets angry. They turn black when he preaches. I'm folks.
Yeah, it's you can see it.
For 1 minute, I challenge you. I challenge you. Anyone watching, anyone listening, at any time that you hear this, I challenge you at any course in your lifetime that you hear this. If you watch Kenneth Copeland, and his eyes are not going from blue to black, then you're watching something else. Because Kenneth Copeland's eyes go from blue to black when he's preaching.
There's several videos out there.
That's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. That man is evil from the core. From the core, he's evil. Who else gets under my skin? Joel Osteen, Kenneth Copeland. God love him, bless his heart. Robert Tilton, Creflo Dollar, Ernest Angley.
Anybody that says that they're an evangelist and they're not.
God. I like, think that Robert Tilton was the best. He used to have... He used to have these pieces of material. Not this big. Big sheet like this and cut like little pieces off, right? He used to say that they were holy shrouds. They were blessed with oil. Blessed with oil.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He wasn't lying about that. There was oil on them. I didn't see anybody blessing them though. Somebody snuck a camera into his ministry. And they showed you, I'm not making this up, folks. They showed you people with oil and eyedroppers putting drops of oil on these little tiny pieces of material, just like, and just nailing them out. I didn't see not one single person in that office. Not one person in that office. And there must have been 200 people in there. Easily 200 people. And I didn't see anybody blessing anything. I saw a lot of envelopes getting stuffed.
You know what they cost you, like $10 for that?
I saw a lot of money getting counted.
Hmm.
But I didn't see nobody blessing no prayer cloths. That's what prayer cloths is what he used to call.
Yeah, just like
a. By the way, Amelia, he's not the only guy. I'll tell you who used to do that. You'll love it when I say it. Jim Baker and Tammy Baker.
Oh yeah, those are the worst two fakers.
Oh my God! Please, Jim and Tammy. Although I think, to be honest with you, God rest her soul, I think Tammy Baker was a little bit more on the godly side than her husband was.
She had a softer heart, I think, because she went through a lot. And with that, too, it's like, I know that she had a lot of feeling and a lot of emotional, trauma that happened to her, like, during the, I guess, being married to that man anyway, to begin with.
Well, yeah, but look,
they're not saints, of course.
Spade. Wait.
Yeah, they're not saints, but, you know.
No,
in any manner. But
what they are is, my opinion only.
Right.
What they are is complicit together, but then when she realized she was going down with the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
She jumped in another lifeboat all by herself and saved her ass.
Yeah. Yep. They were a tag team until she realized what charges.
Yeah,
there
was a great wrestling way to put it. They were a tag team until she realized that that was a heel turn. It was a heel turn.
She's like, sorry, bye. But I'm going this way.
She's turning heel. She's splitting. She's going back to the dressing room.
Yep.
Anyway. But that's the kind of, I want to talk tonight about religiousness and religiosity and race relations and why you never see white people in black churches, why you rarely see black people in white churches or white people in black churches, and why are all the Hispanics, they're in their own churches.
Exactly. And there was hardly any Spanish people at the church that I went to. But if for me to be accepted, they didn't know that I was Spanish. They didn't.
Thing that concerns me is the growing number of young people today in 2024 who choose to go the route of Islam and radical fundamentalism. It staggers my mind the number of young people who sympathize with, Ernest Angley, Leon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Ernest Angley actually spoke about him. Remember, Amelia?
Yes.
I talked about Ernest Angley. Here you go, Leon. I got one for you. Reverend Ike.
Mm-hmm.
Reverend
Ike. You spoke about him, too.
Reverend Ike, Ernest Angley, Creflo Dollar. Oh, my God, all these people.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Ernest Angley, Leon's right. Ernest Angley would have made a great manager in Memphis.
And, you know, the saddest part, too, is that because of all those different religions that are going on right now, that people are opening up to young people, young people.
Mm-hmm.
This I'm gonna have to say this, but Satanism is also being opened up to them and to their minds and say, well, you know what? Mm-hmm. There's this kind of religion, but you know what? Satanism, it's not devil worship, but it's this kind of religion. They're faking it for them to tell them it's not Satanism, is not devil worshiping, it's this kind of other religion, to get them into Satanism and then getting them into devil worshiping.
Leon says, Reverend Ike. Leon says Reverend Ike was like Slick, the manager.
Oh, yeah, Slick.
He sure the hell was. He was Slick before Slick. Yep. Well, let me address that. I want to address that, Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. We've done a number of shows on this program about the music industry.
Yes.
The film industry, television. And we will continue. We have more coming up. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, folks. We got more. But Amelia and I have done a number of shows with regards to the growing number of musicians, actors, actresses who are literally selling their soul. Like, what I'm telling you is they're putting a dollar figure
yes.
on their soul mm-hmm. and they're selling their soul to the highest bidder. Well, you know what? Money is short-lived anyway, to begin with, okay? People don't get that. How long do you think $1 million is going to go today?
Not very far.
It doesn't. $1 million doesn't last like it used to 30 or 40 mm-hmm. years ago. Mm-mm. You know, you'll spend $1 million in just a couple of years doing your regular bills.
If that.
These days.
If that nowadays.
If it takes you long. Yeah, if it takes you that long. Mm-hmm. Do you know the average person that makes $35,000 to $40,000 a year, the average person that makes $40,000 a year will spend four times that amount of money?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you realize that? That you're spending four times what you're making.
Mm-hmm.
Groceries, food, telephone, television, credit cards, shopping, you name it. You name it. Anything that you can spend, it counted in there, included.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because we went grocery shopping not too long ago, and I looked at my cart, and I was like, yeah. This is $60, $70 worth of groceries. It's like three or four bags. That's it.
I'm going to tell you something. I walked out of a grocery store. I'm not going to mention the name of it. And I'm serious. I'm not going to mention the name because it's a very well-known store. Mm-hmm. Anita and I walked out of there with two bags. Then we spent $400 for two bags that each of us carried one.
Wow.
Okay. And I still have the receipt. I'm not even making that up. $400 for two bags of groceries.
Mm.
Okay. Now, the meat that we bought was very expensive meat. Was it good? Absolutely. It was delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But would I buy it again? Nope. Not for that kind of money.
No.
Not when I can go buy a whole filet mignon for mm-hmm. $100 and cut it down myself.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, you have to. There's a pro and con here. Yeah, I mean, you get what you pay for. I get that. Folks, I do. I get it. I understand it. But some people are just having trouble making ends meet. You know? Some people are having trouble just going from week to week.
Yeah.
You know? By the grace of God, we're okay. You know? But there's a lot of people that are not. You know? Thank God Amelia and her family are in good shape, okay? You know, they're not rich, but they got a little bit of pennies saved. In the 70s, our grocery bill was 55. Yeah, for four people, Leon.
For four people. Mm-hmm.
$55. Now, forget it. Can't do that. But it's a different time and it's a different day. And, you know, the whole social atmosphere today. I've always called it anti-social media.
Right.
Okay. It's not social. It's anti-social. Everything that Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and Twitter, everything they stand for, is to break up your family, your friendship, your relationship. Mm-hmm. It's to destroy. Oh, yeah. It's to destroy you. It is to beat you down.
Oh, yes.
It's to keep you down. It's to isolate you. That's what COVID was all about. Yes. COVID was about isolating you. It had nothing to do with a disease because there was no disease called COVID. Okay? And I'll tell you something else, folks. My father died allegedly from COVID, which I don't think he passed from COVID. He passed because he was weak from dialysis and got sick. That's what killed my father. Miss your pop, rest in peace. That's the truth. But I've come to terms with that. I've come to terms with the, my father didn't pass from COVID. Absolutely not. He passed from ignorance. That's why my father died. He passed from ignorance. And nobody understands because nobody speaks anymore. Nobody communicates.
They don't.
Not in the medical profession, especially in the medical profession. Not in, in no profession today. Not a single profession today does anyone of any stature communicate with their employees. They're supposed to know. I know a company right now. I'm not going to mention the name. My daughter works for this company. If you watch the show, you already know what company she works for. This company sends you emails. Nobody picks up a phone. There's no department for a phone. You have to do everything. Human resources, ladies and gentlemen, is a phone app. Do you get what I'm saying to you here? It's a phone app.
Mm-hmm.
You hear me? It's a fucking app on your phone. That's human resources. You'll never speak to a person. You just won't.
Yep. It's like what happened religion. To the days. What happened to the days.
Get me started with fucking religiosity.
Yeah. It's like this is what's controlling us now right here. This is what's controlling us right there now. Instead of not being able sitting, you know, a lot of kids, you know.
See this? Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like most of the time.
Yeah.
That's black. It. You know why? Because I don't use it.
Sitting by the TV watching a movie or
in fact, I'm going back to my flip phone probably in a week.
Really?
I'm serious too.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm going back to a flip phone. I'm getting this fucking thing. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in there I need. Nothing in there I need. Nothing. Yeah. Anyway, religiosity. You know, Bill Maher was right. He calls it religiousness. You know?
Yeah.
He did a movie called Religious. It's a takeoff on the word ridiculous. Because, you know, Bill's an atheist. But I'm not. I believe in God. But I also believe that he's right about a lot of stuff. There are people under the guise of being Christians who do some very nasty things, who do some evil things. Some just do some stupid shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd be one of them. I do stupid shit all the time. I admit it. You know? But I don't have a congregation of 5,000 or 8,000 people that's following me. And a television audience of 2 or 3 million following me. Joel Osteen. Jimmy Swaggart. Jim Baker, John Wesley Harden. Want me to mention some more? Mm-hmm. Okay. Ernest Angley, Reverend Ike, Creflo Dollar, Benny Hinn. There's a piece of shit for you, Benny Hinn. Okay. I'm just getting started, folks. If you can't handle this, sorry.
No.
There's other stations you can listen to. But right now, on What's the Buzz, America's Popcast, on the record, we're going to take a break for commercials. Watch mm-hmm. This is about sweaty balls. There you go. How's that for a religious conversion?
Do you have sweaty balls? Or volleyball netty balls? It's time to make them ready balls. The Manscaped.com Lawnmower 3.0 will do the job and clean your knob with its patented no-nick head so your head will function as desired. Enter promo code WrestlingFuture for a generous 20% discount. That's enter WrestlingFuture for a 20% discount. Manscaped.com and Wrestling with the Future, going balls to the walls with Manscaped.com. and the Lawnmower 3.0, your balls will thank you. And so will we.
What's the buzz, Popcast? Welcome to K-Pop Radio in Seoul, South Korea. Welcome aboard and welcome to the buzz. For expert body work and collision repair, there's only one place in Clementon, New Jersey. It's Bruce's Collision Center at 114 Whitehorse Pike in Clementon, New Jersey. Call Bruce at 856-783-1475. And tell him the Mad Dog sent you from WWTF Radio, global and around the world. And we're back with What's the Buzz, America's Best Podcast on WWTF Radio 88.7 on the broadband radio system. I'm Mad Dog Scipio, joined by Amelia the Pitbull Chapman. And we are getting in the face of religion tonight. We were going to bring you the case of Jack the Ripper and H.H. Holmes, but we thought, you know what? Nobody really gives a shit about Jack the Ripper and H.H. Holmes. And we felt we needed to rant a little tonight. So there you go.
Yep.
Amelia, when last we left off, you were in the middle of a rant, an epic rant.
Yeah. Well, and then, as I was continuing, the ladies is, you know, were welcoming me. Oh, you're Hispanic. Come on in. Come join us. You know, and I'm like, okay, you just found out that I was Spanish and now you want me to join you. You want me to be a part of your little clique over there. But I've been Hispanic this whole time and you kind of knew it. And now you really want me. No, I'm going to stay with my friend here that I've that's always welcomed me, has always been loyal to me. I'm going to stay right here on this side. And
well, what, how long were you there? And I've never asked you this before. How long were you there before they decided to be all nicey nice to you?
I was there 3 months at least because they found out that I was Hispanic on a Valentine's Day because we had a Valentine's Day party. They had like the newlywed game. And so we had the pastor and his wife. And then we had my friends that joined in. And then they had an engaged couple of how well you knew each other kind of game. Remember that newlywed game?
Oh, I remember it well. Yeah, I'm old. Remember?
And then the pastor's son, his wife, him and his wife were a part of it. So I thought the mother-in-law was Hispanic. I told her Spanish. I said, I'm so glad they didn't choose me and my husband in Spanish. She goes, oh my God, you speak Spanish? I'm like, yes, ma'am. She goes, so you understood everything we said about you and every bad thing we commented about you and your friend? I said, yes, ma'am, I did. I sure did. I understood every bad thing you said about us.
Well, and what did they say?
Oh, look at them. They're going to be.
You never brought this up before. When did this come about?
Well, it was on, like I said, Valentine's Day. We had, it was a company like Amway, but it wasn't Amway that we had joined with them. So,
forget about that. I want to give me the juicy details here. Well, what they were saying to you in Spanish.
Oh, well, me and my friend Pam were talking about, oh, I can't wait to go to, can't remember what place it was, but to go, we get to go to trips. We get to go to these places with this company and we get to go have fun, you know, just go to like different Hawaii. We could probably go to Paris one day, you know, just have fun with the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Go to Hawaii was our main thing. And then Branson, you know, was one of
Branson,
the
Missouri. Okay. Go
Missouri ahead. Is the main headquarters. So we get to go there first. And then talk about our products and then, you know, distribute.
Oh, so it was like Amway products where you
sort
go
of like
traveling.
That.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
Amway used to be a big thing. They used to go door to door.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then they got this. Now they're fucking global. They're all over.
Oh,
the
yeah.
World. And they're great. Still around, believe it or not.
It's great products.
And there's, they have a great product, is right. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, continue.
And so we were making some money with them. And then they were like, as far as a higher you got, you could go to trips, you know, to Hawaii. You could earn trips like that.
Oh, sure. The more commission you earned.
Mm-hmm. And so we were planning on maybe going, you know, over there with the kids.
Yeah.
And then maybe Hawaii one day. You know, we're just planning things, you know, just thinking ahead. And they were thinking in Spanish, oh, look at them. They think that they're all that, thinking that they're going to be able to go to these places. And, oh, they think that they're better than us.
Sounds like jealousy to me.
Yeah. We weren't even.
Well, but you know what, though? That's normal. You're going to have jealous people.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't matter where you go. You're going to have jealous people. And I don't care if it's church. I don't care if it's your neighborhood.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's your town, whatever. There's always going to be somebody that's pissed off that you got like 10 cents more than they do.
Yeah. And I guess
I don't get, for me, I'd be honest with you, I don't give a shit.
No, and I think they
really don't, because money has never been important to me.
Yeah.
And really, you know, would I like to have more? Yeah, it's always better to have more than less.
Yeah.
But you know what? I never sweat it.
No.
I never sweat, because you know why? Because I trust God.
Yeah.
I trust God more than I trust the devil.
Yeah. And the thing that they were jealous, because Pam and Ronnie, he worked for like the a funeral home, which I called him the Undertaker. We're real good friends.
I'm sure you do, right?
And so they were really nice with the church, and they I guess everybody wanted to be their friends, but we became best friends. And so they were like, oh, look at them. They got all medically snoozed in with them all of a sudden. And we're like, okay, that's another thing. Why were they saying we snoozed in with them, which we didn't? We just became real good friends because my stepson and their daughter graduated together, and their younger daughter became friends with my daughter and my son. So we were all just perfect with each other. You know, Pam's brother had a wife with the kids as well as our kids' age. So we all, you know, got together and had barbecues all the time. And I don't think that they liked that. They were probably jealous about that. And so maybe that was it. I don't know. And all of a sudden, I guess she must have told the congregation, because it was on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Sunday morning, that's when they all came in. Oh, we didn't know you were Spanish. Come over here, sister. We love you. And I'm like, okay, when did I become your sister?
Yeah,
how
right.
How cool is that, you know?
So and when did you leave that church? What was the final straw?
After we had a female so-called evangelist.
Okay. First of all. Yeah, go ahead. All right, I'll keep my
mouth. No, I know, because there's no such thing, okay?
Go ahead. I'm not saying nothing yet.
No, she reminded me.
But you know me.
Yeah, she reminded me and looked like, which it wasn't. You remember a psychic by the name of Sandy Brown? She looked like her, but it wasn't her, but she looked like her. She had my best friend's daughter, Pam, running around the room saying, I could do this. She kept screaming, Yanti, I could do this. She was screaming, running around the church.
The person you're talking about, I know very well. You're talking about Sylvia Brown.
Yes.
Sylvia Brown.
But it wasn't her. It looked like Sylvia
Brown. She looked like Sylvia Brown.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's a scary thought. Go ahead.
But my best friend's daughter was running around the church saying, I can do this. I'm going to be good. You know, I can do this. God loves me. She had her running around the church. Okay. While we were all doing
that's theatrics. Go ahead. We already
exactly.
know.
Exactly. And then, of course, she had people forcing themselves to fall down. You know, that's another theatric. And then I was
that's
like, okay.
Another bullshit. Go ahead. Yeah. That's
playing
in the spirit. Yeah.
Exactly. And then. And so we gathered around her like she wanted. And then she calls on several people. She calls on me. She goes, you come here. And I'm like, okay, why is she choosing me?
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know you, but I love you. And I'm like, okay. And she says, it hasn't happened for you yet, but you're going to have this wonderful job that you love. And you're going to be in this job for a long, long time.
Yeah, I could tell you that too, Amelia.
Uh-huh. But I don't know what's going to happen, but you're going to have this job you're going to have forever. And I'm like.
First of all, she's a lying piece of shit right there.
And after that, we left the church. That was
nobody has a job forever. Okay.
I can't.
The only people who have jobs forever work for the government.
Exactly.
Okay. Those motherfuckers have to die before you get in. All right.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So.
Or retire.
We already know that she's a lying piece of shit. She's a so-called evangelist that looks like Sylvia Brown, the psychic.
And there's no such thing as female evangelist, for one.
Well, yeah, but so what you didn't get to the point yet. I'm over here, like, you know, waiting, going, go ahead, Amelia. What, you know.
Well, and then she told me this.
You wasted 30 minutes of the show And you haven't even answered my question from a half an hour ago.
No, that, I mean, I'm getting to that. I mean, that's what
I don't want you to get to. I want you to tell me now.
Okay. That's what drove me.
This is
going to
be a 3-hour show at this rate.
And then I said, why is all these fake people coming to this church? It's just added to me to this church is more fake than I thought. And that just added to the point where I'm leaving the church. That was it. That was the point that I left the church. They're just adding more people to get more money for themselves and these fake evangelists. I'm leaving the church. That was it. When they had all these fake evangelists in that church.
Well, I probably would have did the same thing. How is that tied into the story you told about Joseph as a little boy praying to God?
Well, when he was a little boy, he was crying one morning, one night when I put him to bed, and I was like, baby, what's the matter? He was 4 years old at the time, and I said, baby, what's going on? And I said, I just miss him, mommy. And I said, miss who, baby? What are you talking about? He says, Jesus, mommy. And I said, well, Jesus is around you, baby. You just, you know, he's around you anytime. Just pray. And right. He says, but I miss him, mommy. I miss him for real. I miss playing ball with him because he used to play with us angels all the time. He played ball with us anytime, and we can give him hugs anytime we wanted. And he would twirl us around and ride us on his back and just tell us he loved us. I said, baby, Jesus loves you. I know he does. And he was just crying because he missed being with Jesus. And that hurt my heart so badly. I didn't know what to tell him. He missed being up there in heaven with Jesus.
David Hadley's back with us. Hey, David, how
hey,
are
David.
You? Welcome back. I remember David from our other shows. David, we're talking tonight about religiosity. I'm calling the show Religiousness, Religiosity, and Race Relations. So, David, if you're still with me and you can hear this, I would like to ask you a simple question. The God that you serve, if you serve a God, are they a rich God or a poor God? And does your God need money? If you're out there, I'll wait for your answer because it's worth waiting for.
Yeah.
I'm going to need an aspirin after this show because Amelia's got me shaking my head. But the people don't understand what happens when this show goes off. Mm-hmm. I go upstairs out of my studio and I bang my head up against the concrete wall outside my house.
Oh my goodness.
Because Amelia, she has a way of just making you like wanting to hurt yourself.
Oh, come on.
She starts a story 45 minutes earlier, and she takes 17 twists and turns before she finally circles back to the point that she was talking about.
Well, I had to tell you more into the story there. Cause
it wasn't that complicated. I asked a simple question. Oh, my God. All right, so David answered my question. I'm not religious, but I don't think that only God has ever directly required their disciples to tithe. Oh, no, we're not talking about tithing, David. Mm-mm. We're talking about preachers demanding that their church give because God needs money. And that's Joel Osteen, in case you want to know where I got that from. Mm-hmm. Joel Osteen, piece of shit that he is. Mm-hmm. David's joining us on YouTube. I'm glad that he's back. David, you join us once in a great while. I'd like to encourage you to come here more often. We like the spirited debate, and we really, really appreciate. I think I speak for Amelia when I say.
Of course.
That we really appreciate people like you and Leon that are in the chat tonight, and Nettie Slabby and some of our other regulars that come into the chat and talk to us. We value your opinion, and it's important that you communicate with us because we need that. Mm-hmm. We really do. It's interesting that he says that though. And I'm not a religious person either. I'm a spiritual person, spiritual, not religious. And I've said that. How many times have I said that?
Quite a few times. And quite and I don't give myself a title that I'm a Baptist or Catholic or anything like that. I don't give myself a title. Neither do
I. That's why I say I'm spiritual and not religious.
Right. Because
I'm not going to tie myself down to one persuasion, whether it's Baptist or Catholic or Lutheran, Methodist,
or nothing like that,
or Islam, or a Jew, or whatever. You know the case. I mean, look, you can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. Mm-hmm. If you don't practice it, you know you're a heathen and you're a hypocrite anyway. So there's your other title.
Because church starts at home, no matter how you look at it, and you can teach your children whatever you'd like to teach your children. And then,
that's
of course,
where my church will be.
And if your children teach you.
Confession time here. I have decided to leave my church. I love my pastor. I have known him since he was 7 years old. He calls me Uncle Ange. Great kid, great pastor. He's a great minister, but he's stuck in time, a long, long time ago. He's a very old soul, my pastor. He's a young man with a very, very, his soul is older than mine. Okay. That's both good and detrimentally bad.
Right.
Because you can't, and he can't, you can't function in today's world with that mindset. And he can't, he doesn't function well in this world. And I'm just going to say it. He doesn't. I'm talking about Pastor Steve. Yeah. He's a part of our show. He's a part of my family. He did my wedding, for crying out loud. Okay. And I love the kid and I love his family. I knew his grandmother, his mom. I knew him since he was a little boy. And I just can't go back to his church anymore. The message is stale. It's old. It's not freshened up. He hasn't done anything to freshen up the message for today's world.
Right.
And I don't care how you slice it or dice it or chop it or whatever you want to do to it. It's not going to be contemporary for today's world, expelling the virtues of 3,000 years ago when Christ walked the earth. Well, the truth is Christ is still walking the earth.
Yes, I believe that. Absolutely. It could be anybody, any one of us right now.
And if that's the case, then he needs to kind of, get with it, get with the times.
Absolutely.
David says, God doesn't require you to pay or worship. Churches, however, may. And those ran by scum. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Scummy scammers and pestilent preachers. Absolutely, David. We 1,000% agree with you.
Absolutely.
I want to believe that God exists, but I also don't know if God exists or not. I have had my doubts and still, believe it or not, David, I still today question from time to time, but I err on the side of caution. I'd rather say God exists and be wrong than to say he doesn't exist and be wrong. You know?
If it can come from my 4-year-old about Jesus, then I believe it.
Right.
Yeah.
I wrote a book, David. I wrote 2 books in my career. I wrote a book called Psychic Fingerprints, A Life's Manifesto. That was my first book. My second book, David, was very interesting. I think you might like it. If you can find a copy, let me know, please. It's called Stay Tuned: The World from a Theological Perspective. Okay. I addressed the whole book from the point of the theology. Where did my gift come from? That's how it started. Question my gift. Where did it come from? It didn't just come from me. It had to come from a higher power. Because I don't have that kind of power to manifest stuff out of the air. And if I do, somebody on planet Earth needs to tell me how I can make some money with it. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because I don't charge for what I do.
You don't.
Okay? And I'm not sure I want to. No. To be honest with you.
You wouldn't. You couldn't.
Nah, I think
you
you're right.
You couldn't do it.
We talked about that before. But that's the truth. Mm-hmm. That is the truth. David says, I honestly believe that too many pastors are trying to force them. Yes, that's the problem. But here's the other issue, David. The other side of that coin is there aren't enough pastors that are willing to speak about contemporary virtues. You've got either one side of the coin where too many people are pushing the issue, mm-hmm. and the other side where not enough are. There's got to be a fine, a balance somewhere. Right now, the New World Agenda, you know, this this New World theology is taking over, and it's running rapshot mm-hmm. over the religious communities. And people are eating it up like some kind of, you know, newfound manna from heaven.
Oh, absolutely. They're saying more into science, this, science, that stuff, too.
It's... Well, it's science bullshit is what it is.
It is. They're trying to make people believe all this other crap when they shouldn't.
The truth of the matter, Amelia, is this. And I'll prove it by saying to you, go online and do what you do so well and research.
Yes.
Here is the fact. It's straight. Simple, straightforward fact. Every single day, science confirms the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It doesn't repute the Bible. It confirms it. Science every day is confirming the scripture, not repudiating it.
Nope.
And if you're smart enough to go on the internet and do the work for yourself, it's real simple. It's really, really simple. Not hard to figure out, folks.
Nope.
Not
because we do our research, as you can tell. We do our research. So
absolutely, Amelia, you're up on the big camera. Why am I bringing you up here?
Good to find out what's coming up.
What's coming up, kid? Okay. Tell everybody what's coming up.
Well, tomorrow we have, of course, can you believe it's May 1st tomorrow? I cannot believe it. Today is the last day of April. Coming up May 1st on Wednesday, we're going to be talking about the BTK killer, which is going to be interesting. And we have a suspect that...
Who are we doing tomorrow night? We're doing who?
BTK killer.
Oh.
May 1st. Right, can you believe BTK? It? It's already May 1st tomorrow.
Say again?
May 1st tomorrow. Can
I
you believe
know.
It?
No, don't remind me, please. Oh, my God. Well, let me tell you what kind of week I had, okay? Yesterday, I woke up. Actually slept in a little bit. I woke up. I rushed to get ready yesterday, folks, for an interview that I thought I had yesterday. That isn't till next week.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I have a 10 o'clock appointment to do I keep wanting to say I'm doing a reading. I'm not doing a reading. I'm doing a show with a young lady named Rita Gigante. She's a psychic. Her father, this is a woman that's got some strange life. She's a psychic, but her father was a mafia boss, a famous, well-known mafia boss. Okay, and I thought that was yesterday.
Right.
I also thought that last night I was supposed to do a show with the Alcatraz guys. Mm-hmm. That's not till next week.
Not till May 6th.
So, yeah, here's David says, for me, at the end of all this, I graduated from Missouri Department of Corrections, Corrections Officer Training Academy. There you go, David.
Congratulations.
I remember. See, David, if you don't remember, Amelia, David was on our Chris Benoit show.
Yes.
And we wanted to talk to you, David, we wanted to talk to you more about that. And in fact, you know what, David, while you're here, let me invite you to do something. We have a show coming up. When is our show with Charles Manson?
May 8th, actually.
David, I would love for you, if you're able, I would love for you, and you don't have to be on camera if you want. I'll disguise your face or your voice, whatever.
And both.
I would love for you, David, to be on the Charles Manson show with us. I'd love to have a law enforcement perspective there. What do you think, Mel?
I think it would be a great idea.
I think it would be wonderful. You know why? Because I came up with it.
it was my idea. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to smack his butt.
You hear that, David?
Yeah, right.
No, that'll be May 6th. But remember, it's going to be 10 o'clock in the a.m. Eastern time that he's going to have the first in the morning that he'll be doing that.
Yeah, read in the morning, 10 o'clock.
A.m. Eastern time. And then, of course, the regular show is going to be 7 p.m. Eastern time that same day.
So that will be an interesting show. Amelia and I are going to interview the guy's a gentleman's uncle. Two of his uncles escaped from Alcatraz. Mm-hmm. Three men escaped from Alcatraz. Two of them were this man's uncles.
Wow.
The other guy was a man named Frank Morris, who was insanely brilliant. These guys were petty criminals, okay? They could have made literally millions of dollars. Okay. They had one problem. They would rather beat you out of 20 bucks illegally than to try and make $1,000 legit.
That was
the problem. And they spent their entire lives in and out of correctional facilities from the time. May will be my first day inside the fence, believe it or not.
It's in the PM, David. It's going to be 7 p.m.
Yeah, David, that show that I want you for is 7 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Eastern. 7 o'clock East Coast time, New York time. Mm-hmm. I would love see what you can work out for me. I really like to have you on the show because I think that you're like a brilliant guy.
Yeah. And then even on the
7th. I like surrounding myself with smart people.
May 7th, we're going to have Epstein, dead or on with tech.
Well, that's the show that really that David would be.
He'd be great at that one as well, too.
Yeah, I would love. I can make the. Yes. Excellent. Good. I will. David, the technology is real simple. It's a link. You could do it on your phone, your computer. You could do it on a carrier pigeon. Anything that's got a wire connected to it, you could do this.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy, very simple. It's no more than a link. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. Look, if Amelia can do it.
I'm not that much of a blonde. I might have some gray hair, but I'm not a blonde.
Let me tell you something. It's blonde underneath that shit, folks. Trust me when I tell you.
Really? You can see it? No, I'm just kidding.
It may look like pretty brown hair, but it's trust me, it's blonde underneath that crap. Because she's ditzy like a blonde. Been hitting the bottle again, Neil.
Oh, well, no, not yet. I'm just kidding.
She'll wait till she gets off the air and then hit the bottle.
A wine bottle? No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah, wine bottle. Exactly.
It'll be in my coffee bottle right here.
Yeah, exactly. I got one sip left. Salud. Yeah, this is for you, folks. David, this is for you. Chin down, brother.
Yeah, right? But that's what we have. And of course, as we mentioned, Charles Manson will be on May the 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to be talking about him as well.
You want me to mention the big guest we got coming up?
Sure.
Hold it in your hats here, folks. May 21st, Tuesday, May 21st at 7 o'clock, I have TV's Hercules joining us. You've seen him on Xena Warrior Princess. They gave him his own spinoff show called Hercules. He's an amazing television and film actor. The one and only Kevin Sorbo.
Yes.
Will be joining us. Kevin Sorbo joining us on What's the Buzz, America's Best Podcast. And we have him on May the 21st at 7 p.m. That's a Tuesday. And he has agreed, graciously agreed to join us. And we are just psyched up for that one. So, and I promise you, I will not be dropping any kind of F-bombs on that show.
No, he can't.
No, ma'am. Absolutely not.
I have to give you a little swear jar to put next to you when you think you're gonna have to put.
Right? So what else we got coming up, Mia? Is that it?
That's it for right now, but we're going to have some exciting shows coming up as well soon.
I also want to tell everybody, if you are in need of help, if you're in need of alcohol, pills, cocaine, if you are suffering any kind of substance abuse, look no further. Take a look at these numbers. Jot them down. They will go by slow enough that you can actually write. This is our message to the world. We're here if you need us. Amelia and I are available. Give us a holler here at whatsthebuzzpodcast@gmail.com. And if you need, we will give you our number. You can call either of us, okay?
Yes.
Take care. Amelia, I'll see you tomorrow night.
See you tomorrow night.
Take care. Be good. Bye-bye.